Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome those joining us today through DCNowRadio.com, as well as those listening to us through BlogTalkRadio.com, whether it's through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Today we have a special guest that's joining us. I first interviewed him when I was discussing his book, The Lost Moon of Londor. Author A.P. Siva is back here to talk about his literary journey and also the brand new book of Thieves and Elves. A.P., welcome back to Conversations Live.
Well, thank you, Cy, for having me. It's a pleasure to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back on. You know, you have kind of a history here on the show. You've been on a couple of times yourself as a guest, and then you served as my co-host for a show not too long ago, which was a great experience for me. I want to start off by asking you before we get into the next.
For me, so.
Well, look, that is great to know. I want to start off, though, AP, by asking you about this journey for you. I mean, writing is something that's obvious that you enjoy. What has it been like for you to be able to get the recognition for it the way that you have been?
Well, I think it's great. Writing has always been about inspiring people and entertaining people. It's not, you know, about fame and fortune. You know, it's like when I was a child and I read Lord of the Rings, you know, it inspired me to take this path to create stories and to how he instilled, you know, inspiration in me. You know, it's just my hope that I can have books come out and instill inspiration in other people.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's funny you mentioned Lord of the Rings because, ironically, the interview that you co-hosted with me was with Simon Tolkien, who, of course, comes from that whole Tolkien line. When you look at, though, the characters that you create, and I thought about this, too, when I was writing my review this morning for the new book of Thieves and Elves, was that there is a moral principle that I've seen as a theme, in a sense, in your work. Is that something that just automatically comes from you, or do you automatically write, AP, with a theme or a moral in mind?
I think, you know, most stories should have some kind of small theme or a moral in mind, you know, even if it's a small one. You know, it's always good to have, you know, to me it's like it's a piece of a foundation.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not just, they're just going around doing things and things happen to them, you know. It's, you know, at the end of the day, you know, like someone could pick up something from it, like loyalty, family, brotherhood, you know, sense of duty, you know, anything like that. You know, I don't try to like make one theme. I try to put elements of other themes so that way other, you know, can get different things out of it.
Exactly. It's funny you mentioned loyalty and family. Those are some of the things that I mentioned in my review of Thieves and Elves. So take us back then, AP, because now, as I mentioned, I first interviewed you with the book, The Stolen Moon of Londor, and today we're talking about Thieves and Elves. When did you first know that you were not just someone who liked to write, but that you wanted to share what you had written? And I asked the question that way because I'm now realizing that there are a lot of people out there who write just like there's some people who knit. They never really intend on doing anything with it. They just like to do it. But you know, it's obvious you like to write, but when did you know that you wanted to share it with other people outside of yourself?
Well, when it came to books, when I was about 12, I started thinking of stories, but I never really wrote them down. But finally, when I was about 20 or 21, you know, I had so many ideas, and, you know, they really wouldn't leave me alone. I just kept coming up with more ideas, and I was, you know, finally said, well, I need to get these down. You know, what, no point of me having all these fantastic characters and stories in my head and don't share them with anybody. So I decided to start writing a book. And I tried, you know, I started doing the whole traditional way. I mean, this was long before e-books and the independent movement. Like, you know, you write the book, you write the query letter, you try to get the agent, and then the agent tries to get you the publisher, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd write the book, I'd send it off, you know, I'd get rejection letters, I'd sit on the book for a while, maybe go back and retool it a little bit, you know, but the next year I would try it again, you know, every time the new writer's, you know, market book came out with all the agents and stuff like that, I would go through the list again and try it again and try it again. And finally, back in, like, 2006, I decided to, like, you know, not really to step up the game, so I you know, hired me a professional editor, got the book edited, and tooled again for the, you know, for I thought was the last time. Sent that out. Was getting better responses from the agents. You know, I got more people wanting to see the book and things like that. But then, you know, some people are like, oh, it didn't really catch me, this and do that, blah, blah, blah. So I sat on the book again for a couple of years, and finally in, like, 2009, you know, I said, I want to do it myself. So I started researching places to get your book published, you know, like, through yourself. And I picked Lightning Sources because, you know, they are part of, like, the Ingram book distribution chain, so I can get my books into all the bookstores across the country. The book will appear on Barnes & Noble, Borders at the time, Amazon, places like that.
Right, right.
And then I was setting up book signings and, you know, talking to all the readers and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think that is one of the things that people, I'm going to refer back to that a little bit later in the conversation, AP, because I think when it comes to your future, the importance of not allowing other people to dictate how far you're able to go is an important thing, and that's what you have been able to do, to be able to take hold of your future and how far you're able to take your work. And that's what I think a lot of people can learn from as well. As I say, we're going to mention that theme here in a moment. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. I am speaking with author A.P. Stevens. I first interviewed him a couple years ago for his book, The Soul and Moon of Londor. Now he's back with a new book of Thieves and Elves. We're going to be talking about that here in a moment. A.P., stay with us. We're going to take a musical break here. When we come back, we're going to get into Of Thieves and Elves, how it came about. I'm going to mention a little bit about what I got from it and what I said on Amazon.com about it. So I want you to stay with us, all right?
Thanks.
Here on the musical side of our program, here's Kevin Bartlett with Cool Thing. I had the opportunity of interviewing Kevin recently, and what is so great about him is not only his passion for music, but just as AP has a passion for writing, but also his ability to share a great story. Here is Cool Thing. We'll be right back with Conversations Live at 92.3 FM, DCNowRadio.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com.
Cool Thing is such a real cool thing.
Such a cool thing.
Kevin Bartlett with Cool Thing here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM, DCNowRadio.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. We're speaking today with A.P. Stevens. He's the author of the new book of Thieves and Elves. And A.P., as we were talking before with a musical break there, it was about this experience for you, what it's been like for you not only to share your work, but how the process began. Talk to us about A Thieves and Elves, how the story came about.
Like I was saying before, I'm always getting random ideas for characters and stories and bits of stories that, I don't plan to write for a long time. So I had this character in mind who had this really cool weapon, I guess you could say. And I gave him a different name, but I was going to start using him within the next couple of years in another story. And I started liking him so much that, I figured, it'd be a good way, this would be a good way for me to get him out there and kind of, talk about his origin story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how A Thieves and Elves came about.
Yeah.
It also would tie into the series, the White Shadow Saga that I'm writing.
Mm-hmm.
Introduces someone in that story. A Thieves and Elves introduces someone that you'll see in the third book that's going to be coming out later this summer.
So it's kind of
a good middle ground,
Yeah. So for you, as you are creating, do you find sometimes that there are more ideas that come your way than maybe the time you actually have to be able to share them?
That's exactly how it is. I'm always getting new ideas for books, new characters, new stories, and I'm just trying to make a mental bookmark for where I could put that into my line of books. To me, it's like I've already planned out 15-20 years. If I do 1-2 books a year,
yeah,
I got the lineup already in my head.
Yeah.
And then I come up with a new idea, and I'm like, well, where can I work that into my schedule? If it's a smaller story like A Thieves and Elves, maybe I could squeeze it in somewhere. But if it's going to be like a longer book, I might just need to have to wait, or maybe it'll never come out at all. So,
right. How frustrating is it? I was talking just actually earlier this year for an interview for the summer issue of the magazine, speaking to John Saul, who it seemed like religiously for almost 30 years came out with a book a year. And people got to expect that. And with that expectation, of course, comes the pressure. So what about you? I mean, does it get to a point with UAP that you kind of have to just say, you know, even though people might be asking when is the next one coming out, when is the next one coming out, that you just want to make sure that you're just not just putting out another book, but that it really is the best that you can do at that time. Talk about that pressure.
Well, to me, it's, you know, I get people asking me on Facebook and my email, you know, when's the next book coming out, or, you know, my kids want to know when's the next book coming out, and I'll tell them. To me, it's, The pressure is more on me.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, you know, I'm starting to build a, you know, my fan base is getting larger by the week or the month or whatever. And to me, it's just like I feel I have a sense of duty to give them the stories that they deserve. But when I will never just throw a book out there just to throw a book out there.
Yeah.
But there will never be a book that I put out there that I'm not happy with. Because, you know, like, it's all about being a professional, even more so when you're an independent author,
right.
Is that you have to have every element. You have to be as professional as the big, you know, six publishers that are in New York or whatever. I mean, you have to have a good cover, you need a good editor, then you need people to proofread the book, and you need artists, formatters to format the books for paper versions, for e-book versions. I mean, you need to have every element to where, like, if someone saw the book, they wouldn't know that it's in the book.
Right.
They didn't, you know, they might think, you know, they'll get the book and they'll say, you know, is this a Penguin book or is this a tour book or something like that? It's because I always study, like, book covers, how they look, what the wording and the artwork and everything. And then I look at the inside of the book, you know, I study the copyright page, the title page, the formatting of the chapters and everything. You know, I do everything, then I go over and over and over again until where, you know, I feel there's nothing wrong with it. But I have, you know, 4, 5, 6 people look at it. To, you know, I don't want any typos, any error, nothing like that.
Right, right. So
because
to
me, like, readers deserve a quality story and a quality product.
So for you, when I was reading Of Thieves and Elves, one thing that stuck out to me that I believe, and I even said this in my review on Amazon, that when I'm reading fantasy, and I don't read a whole lot of fantasy, but when I'm reading fantasy, I always try to do, just like if I was watching it on television, I try to see bits and pieces that I can easily relate to my own world. No matter where they might be set. You mentioned earlier, of course, the theme of family, loyalty. Those are all things that I mentioned in my review on Amazon that I found in Of Thieves and Elves, because even among those considered quote-unquote villains, there is a code of conduct. For you, as you are creating the characters, no matter what role they might be, and just to stick with Of Thieves and Elves here, talk to us about the thin line, because I think even for the good, the characters that will be considered the quote-unquote good ones, there are some questionable decisions that have to be made for a larger good. Talk about that balance as you were writing the book and what you think readers will appreciate about that when it comes to just life in general for them.
A couple things on that is I find that people kind of like characters that are, you know, human. They're not completely good. They're not completely bad. You know, they, like you said, they tread a thin line. So anything that happens to them could push them either way. They could either decide to do the good thing, or if enough bad things happen to them, they can decide to go down the dark path.
Right.
And to me, it's like if you have good characters and bad characters, you can't just make them a cardboard, you know, I'm a superhero, I'm pure good, or I'm an evil, you know, I twirl my mustache, and I'm evil just for evil's sake.
Yeah.
You know, there needs to be motivations behind everybody. You know, if they're a secondary character or a primary character, they need motivations and a little, you need to give a little bit of insight on why they are the way they are.
Right, right. And so talk about that theme with Of Thieves and Elves when it comes to one of the big points, because I always say, you know, I tell people, you know, even though I may bring up issues and that kind of thing from a book, I mean, the book is an enjoyable read. It definitely, it keeps your attention.
Thanks.
You can see the story unfolding, and I even said in my review on Amazon, it's almost like you're watching as you're reading, almost like you can close your eyes and picture the scenes as they're going through. But with that, I think has to be another level to it, and that is that as you become immersed in these characters and what their journey is. I remember this one scene that keeps coming to mind that I was telling a friend about today was about the sense of family that some people have, and how, you know, I could kind of relate it to how some people don't feel as though people really appreciate you know, what a name means, what their name means. They have such a pride for their name that they think anyone who is bringing disrespect to that name that they're not worthy. Talk about that theme for you and the sense of family. Family is something that is big for you. I remember even in The Stolen Moon of Londor, there was a sense of unity and being true to loved ones. Why is that such an important theme for you, AP, as you're going from work to work?
Well, to me, the sense of family is, you know, you can never, I mean, you probably could do things on your own, but you're always stronger and you have a better foundation if you have family that cares for you and you care for them. If you have them behind you, you know, it pushes you to want to do better, you know, in everyday life. You know, it makes you want to be a better brother or a son or father or mother, you know, or whatever, just because it's all about appreciation. You know, if someone loves you and they're there for you and they do things for you, you know, it's only right that you are there for them.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's like, for me, it's like, you know, if I ever get real successful, you know, the first people I'm going to help out is my family. It's because they've been there for me, and I want to make sure I'm there for them. You know, they took care of me growing up, and, you know, it's, you know, to me, I want to repay, you know, that grad, you know, that what they did for me, I want to repay that back to them.
Right.
And you should always never take family for granted either. You know, if someone helps you out, you know, they let you borrow money when things are tight, or they come pick you up from work, or make you food, or just call to how you're doing. You know, it's like you should never just take that for granted. You should be appreciative of, you know, they're taking the time to make sure, you know, take the time for you, so you should take the time for them.
Right. Exactly. I think that's a great point. Again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, 92.3 FM, DCNowRadio.com, as well as through BlogTalkRadio.com. I'm speaking with author A.P. Stevens. He's the author of the new book of Thieves and Elves that we've been talking about, his journey also, though, of being a writer, what it's been like for him to share his work and the pressure that comes with it. AP, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, we're going to let our listeners know how to get in contact with you, how to purchase their own copy of Thieves and Elves, and ask your final comments, words of encouragement, or advice for aspiring writers and creatives out there, okay?
All right, thanks.
We'll be right back after this quick break. Make sure you stay with us. Are you having challenges in relationship, finances, health, or even your career? Want some inspiration you can believe in from someone who has experienced the worst and still found ways to succeed? Well, let me tell you about Rob Pennington. He has been fired, divorced, shot in the chest, audited, and even widowed. Through it all, he found practical ways to turn his worst experiences into his best opportunities, and he shows you how to do the same in his new award-winning book, Find the Upside of the Downtime. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live and president of Conversations Book Club. I've read this book, and I really believe it will help you to put your life in perspective and begin seeking ways to make the most of each and every day. You can now get the book, Find the Upside of the Downtime, on Amazon.com. And also more information can be found by going to www.robertpennington.com. That's www.robertpennington.com. Visit the website, get your copy, and begin living your life with new purpose. And we're back with Conversations Live, and our conversation with author A.P. Stevens, as I mentioned. I've had an opportunity to interview him a couple of times over the past few years. Now he's back with his new book of Thieves and Elves. A.P., let our listeners know, I know you also have a fan page set up on Facebook, but let our listeners know the best place to reach you and also how they can get the new work of Thieves and Elves.
Okay, they can reach me at www.apstephens.com, so apstevens.com. I'm also on Facebook. You can just look up A.P. Stevens. You know, like I got a fan page, and you can also friend me on there. You know, friend back and everything. Of Thieves and Elves is currently right now on Amazon Kindle and Barnes & Noble Nook for $2.99. And if you just type in Of Thieves and Elves, you can find it, or a shorter way if you want to find it, would just type in the one word super novella, and that'll pull it up because I have the only super novella there is currently. And I think that's about it on that.
Okay.
But, you
all
know,
right.
If they want to, you know, if they check out the book, you know, it's got a lot of action scenes in it. I'm real big on action and adventure and, you know, as you said before, you know, different themes throughout the book that people can take away.
Right. Right. And it definitely is one of those that people will be able to visually be able to appreciate as well. I mean, I think not only is there great dialogue in it, but as you mentioned, the action as well. One of the scenes that I first remember that struck me, and I'm always looking for key phrases, AP, when I'm reading a book, and that's what I love about hardcovers, because I'm able to make notes in books. But there was a line that came to mind, and I said I was going to ask you, since we're talking about you and your literary experience, from your first book that I interviewed you from, The Stolen Moon of Londor, there was a great conversation with Randor and Malindor in the book, and what was said to Malindor by Randor on page 112 was, "Our journey is not through." What's next on the journey for you? I mean, you've been able to have work that people appreciate. What is the next chapter for A.P. Stevens?
Well, speaking of hardcover, the hardcover for Of Thieves and Elves will probably be out this Friday. I'm getting the proof of it this week, so when I approve it, it'll go live on Amazon, and that's going to be $21.95. So the ebook right now is $2.99. Okay. To me, the next journey is the next part is finishing the White Shadow Saga, which will finish up, you know, the Stolen Moon of Londor, and the second book called Shameless Wonders. And then after that, I'll be writing my next super novella, and that'll take on a female main character, which will be the first time I've ever really done that. And next year, I'll start a new series. Will be another origin story of Melandr's character. He's in the White Shadow Saga. So a lot of people are interested in what, you know, why is he the way he is? And I've always had that story in mind, so that'll probably be my next big series.
All right. Okay. So, again, you can stay in contact with AP online. And as he mentioned, of course, you can find the new book of Thieves and Elves on Amazon Kindle and also Barnes & Noble Nook. You can get it now for just $2.99. AP, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, man. Thanks a lot for coming back on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. Back on someday.
All right, we look forward to the next conversation. Now, if you missed any part of my conversation with AP, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 10 minutes after we go off the air, depending on how you're listening to us, what site you're listening to us through. Also, keep in mind that you can find it also on my Facebook and Twitter pages. The link, if you listen to us through blogtalkradio.com, the links are available now on both of those pages. You can go back and listen to the replay and make sure you share with your friends. Again, The Thieves and Elves is the new book for only $2.99. You can get it on Amazon Kindle or through Barnes & Noble Nook, so make sure you pick it up. As he also mentioned, if you said, the hardcover is coming as well for those who love the hardcover books. That's coming as well to Amazon.com, so look forward to that. That's going to do it for this segment of Conversations Live. Thank you all for being with us. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your world. This is Cyrus Webb saying thank you for tuning in to Conversations Live. We hope you have a great one.